your readers. Above all, you are a miracle of the universe. You are made of stars. But you are also a kind of a universe. The universe within you is made of constellations of ideas and observations. You are also an earthling, a citizen of the world, and we are all one big family here. Today, we are divided by our levels of education and mistaken beliefs. This is not always going to be the case. Humanity is always making progress forward. It is very important that you understand that you stand on top of all the nations and their politics. You are not born into them. You are merely born surrounded by them. And one of the first things you must do is to rise, and to do so by means of wise and well-narrated books. One of our greatest and most important tasks in life is to leave a permanent legacy of wisdom. For now, the means of leaving that legacy revolves around writing books or composing audiobooks. Your books are a collection of all your wisdom, original thoughts, independent reinventions, and your inheritance from other books. Make no mistake. Being indoctrinated into a culture where wisdom matters little is a tragedy. None of your hard-earned truths, wisdom, or conclusions should ever be lost. Whatever does get lost will make the universe permanently darker. The earliest of your writings are the most important to the youngest of your readers or listeners. None of your thoughts or works were ever immature. When they are all combined together, they amount to a path of wisdom. Your wisdom is the story of your triumphs, of brilliant thoughts that will enlighten the lives of others. Your intelligence and consciousness is unlimited. The stories of your world and your growing up are universal. Help your readers understand what your world was like. What you commit to history will be read and reread, listened and re-listened 100, 1,000, and 10,000 years from now. Connect with your readers. Help them help you rise above.